SBS Radio.
Thousands marched in Sydney demanding justice for Boraville murders. Revelation: New South Wales police have performance targets to strip search, a practice that affects Aboriginal people predominantly. The federal government to add cancer drugs to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. Protesters marched through Sydney's CBD on Sunday demanding justice for the Boraville murder victims and their families. Three Indigenous children, Evelyn Greenup, 4, Clinton Speedy Diru, 16, and Colin Walker, 16, disappeared from the New South Wales mid-north coast town in 1990 and 1991. A man who cannot be named for legal reasons was acquitted for Clinton's murder in 1994 and of Evelyn's in 2006. Advocates have spent years fighting for the man to be retried, but have been knocked back, including by the High Court in March. Behind banners with the words, 29 years, we want answers, and Black Lives Matter, participants reminded Sydneysiders that no one has ever been convicted.
Breakthrough new medicines for cancers such as...
Information obtained by the Greens through Parliament show New South Wales Police Force is subject to KPIs and targets for strip searches. This has resulted in the number of the invasive searches rising from around 800 a year in 2006 to 5,483 in 2018. Greens MP and Justice spokesperson David Shoebridge said these discretionary police powers are supposed to be exercised in response to conditions on the ground, but the existence of targets for searches, including strip searches, clearly show this is not the case. David Shoebridge added, "We know many of these searches are targeted at Aboriginal people and young people who are being needlessly traumatized so police can meet arbitrary quotas." The federal government will add a number of life-saving medications to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme this week. Drugs to treat lung cancer, high cholesterol and leukemia are among the drugs being added to the scheme as part of the government's $500,000 boost. Speaking to Sunrise, Health Minister Greg Hunt says it will save some patients up to $100,000 on medicine a year.
Breakthrough new medicines for cancers such as stage 4 lung cancer, where Avastin will come onto the pharmaceutical benefit scheme from tomorrow. A medicine that would have otherwise cost $189,000 will now help over 750 patients and be available for as little as $6.50.
Two of Australia's top medical bodies are calling on the movement to take immediate action to repair the nation's aged care sector. They're calling on the government, not the movement, to take immediate action to repair the nation's aged care sector. The Australian Medical Association and the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation warn elderly Australians cannot wait for the Royal Commission to end to see improvements in care. They're in Canberra to call on the government to provide additional funding and introduce safety regulations to ensure older Australians are protected. AMA President Dr. Tony Bartoni says aged care standards shouldn't be compromised because of budget restrictions.
At the moment, the system is failing them, and we're standing here to ensure that they are given a voice. They are asking us on their behalf to give them that voice to ensure that we don't forget our older Australians, we don't forget our mothers, our fathers, our uncles, our aunts, our grandparents, at a time when they are most vulnerable, when they are most deserving of care.
And going overseas, United States President Donald Trump insists he did nothing wrong despite an ongoing impeachment inquiry into his conduct. Mr. Trump's Republican allies are working together to defend the president, flatly denying he abused his power and instead calling Mr. Trump a whistleblower for investigating Joe Biden's son. But Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says while she will listen to Mr. Trump if he mounts a defense, given the current evidence, impeachment is more than warranted.
I think Donald Trump has already said enough. I read the Mueller report, all 448 pages, and when I got to the end, the documentation, the footnotes, the details made it clear that Donald Trump had obstructed justice multiple times. That is an impeachable offense. He now has admitted to soliciting a foreign government to interfere in our 2020 election. That is an impeachable offense.
The Democrats are behind the inquiry are calling for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over all documents relating to Mr. Trump's presidency and relationship with Ukraine and Russia. Documents, they say, are vital for the impeachment inquiry. Austrian conservative leader Sebastian Kurz and his People's Party have won the country's snap election. The People's Party won more than 37% of the vote yesterday, a gain of 5.7 percentage points compared to the 2017 election results. The far-right Freedom Party took a beating at the polls following a corruption scandal, while the Greens Party increased their votes. The Greens' popularity puts them in contention to form a majority coalition with the People's Party. However, Mr. Kurz says a decision has not been made.
Well, the first thing is that I would like to thank our voters. It's incredible. It's an amazing day. It's a historic result for our party. And then we will try to have good talks with all the other parties in the parliament and try to form a government that works for the people of Austria. Thank you.
And to sport, in the AFL, Collingwood assistant Justin Longmire has been appointed head coach of Fremantle for the next three seasons. The former Dockers forward replaces Ross Lyon, who was sacked in August despite having a year left on his contract. Longmire was chosen ahead of Gold Coast assistant Dean Solomon and under-18s coach Peter Sumic. He says he's honoured to be coaching the club where his playing career began in 1999. And in rugby union, Wallabies coach Michael Checa has criticised World Cup officials for their new approach to tackle rules and penalties following Australia's 25-29 points loss to Wales. Checa fired up during Sunday's post-match press conference over the television match officials' decision to penalise Wallabies Samu Kerevi in the game. The centre, Kerevi, was attacking when he hit Welshman Rhys Patchell. A TMO ruling his elbow hit Patchell's neck, therefore, was dangerous. Checa says the inconsistency in ruling and implementing of the rules is a disgrace.
It's pretty funny because I thought I'd seen that tackle before. It could have been Rhys Hodge. I'm not sure. But when our guy makes that tackle in the and has the high tackle framework in his head, he gets suspended. And when this guy doesn't think about the high tackle framework, we get penalised. So you've seen it anyway. You don't need me to... Like, as a rugby player, as a former player, I'm embarrassed about that. As a rugby player, I'm embarrassed about that.
Wallaby Rhys Hodge was handed a three-game suspension last week for a high tackle he made during Australia's opening World Cup match. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, a top of 30, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17, Melbourne, cloudy, 16, Hobart, a shower 2, clearing, 15, Albury, Wodonga, sunny, 14, Canberra, early frost, mostly sunny, 21, Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19, Sydney, mostly sunny, 21, Newcastle, mostly sunny as well, 23, and Brisbane, mostly sunny, a top of 28, Townsville, a partly cloudy day, 26, Cairns, partly cloudy as well, 31, Alice Springs, a sunny day, 28, Darwin, sunny, 33, and the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 26. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.